Joining us in the studio is ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Well, we had a school board meeting last week, number of things to talk about. Rural education meeting, that was something you attended.
Yeah, for the first time in my superintendency, I attended the Minnesota Rural Education Association Conference. And, you know, as a superintendent, you kind of pick and choose through the year which conferences you're going to go to and which ones you need to skip over. If I went to all the conferences, I think I'd be gone probably three quarters of the year. But in this case, I was really glad I went. Probably one of the best conferences I've attended during my tenure as superintendent. Some of the really exciting things that were talked about was the increased use of technology across the state. Districts moving more and more to one-to-one electronic devices, meaning students getting iPads or possibly some form of tablets in some cases, students bringing their own devices to school. And just very, very interesting. And the impact that not having broadband presently on our students really, I think, was brought home to me. There's no doubt that students in our district, I think, are at a disadvantage because we don't currently have broadband. Now, I know that that's on the horizon, and we're really excited about that. But being at this conference really, really drove that idea home and the need that we have to get that here. And then what do we do with that? Do we go to iPads for every child? What does that look like? There's a lot of policies, a lot of practices that need to get put into place before we make that type of a leap. How do we fund it? Districts are funding it in a variety of ways, some through taxes, which we know is not, of course, a popular route to go, but there's also savings that districts see. For instance, an iBook costs $15, where a new science text could be anywhere, you know, from $60 to $75. And so districts are moving away from hardcover textbooks to online texts. And then, of course, the information is updated on a yearly basis, and your textbook doesn't get outdated, which is also a really, really neat deal. So a lot of things there in that technology piece.
Audit. That's always stimulating conversation.
You know, it is. And we have two student board members, Levi Axtell and Megan Leto. I'd like to welcome them to the board. I don't know if I've formally done that. And, this was their first audit meeting. And they stayed awake, which is good. yes, it was a rather long meeting. But the news in general was good. I have to commend our finance person, Cindy Carpenter-Straub, and I guess I'll even give myself a little pat on the back. We were within $50,000 in expenditures, which, of course, to those of us, when we look at our pocketbook, $50,000 sounds like a lot, but when you're talking about a $5.6 million budget, to come in within $50,000 is pretty good, very proud of that. Our revenue was up. Higher than we expected, and so our fund balance is now at $1 million, just a tad over that. But again, want to really caution community members, when we say that we have $1 million fund balance, actually on June 30th, our cash on hand was virtually zero because of the fact that the state owes us so much money. That $1 million fund balance, most of that is a big fat IOU from the state of Minnesota. And so that money is not actually there. On the other hand, the fact that our fund balance on paper was up versus being down was certainly encouraging. And we've been able to pinpoint where that extra money came in. Some of it was from the fact that our student population didn't drop quite as much as we thought it would. Some of that is from something called Impact Aid. We received some cleanup payments on that. So a lot of good reasons for that increase in revenue, and certainly is a good thing.
Okay, the district is talking about type 3 vehicles?
Yes, I wanted to just address the fact that you may see some newer vehicles up at ISD 166, and one may say, well, why are you doing that when we know times are so tough? Type 3 vehicles are the vehicles that we use to transport our students, say for Knowledge Bowl, sometimes for cross country if we don't have a big meet going on, tennis, things like that. We also use those vehicles for staff when they need to go to a meeting. And there's certain laws that we have to follow. Right now, our Type 3 vehicles are typically around the 2002 year. And you can only use a Type 3 vehicle for 12 years past manufactured date. And so these vehicles are ending, are nearing the end of their life as a Type 3 vehicle, and we need to retire them. I just really want to stress to the public that we're not just going out to buy vehicles because our fund balance is up a little bit. We are looking at vehicles because we truly do extend them to the end of their life, and we know that we need to start rotating some newer vehicles in.
We've been speaking with ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz, and we will talk with you at least after the next board meeting, if not sooner.
Okay, thank you, Jay.